the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey, drops by our studio. We talk about the Herd. Jim Olander is here. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Great to be here as always.
Yeah, it's great to see you again, my friend. Especially when you come in, you know, bearing good news. You guys had a great weekend.
Yeah, we did. It was a big win for us. You know, as mentioned last week, it was kind of a rarity. We only had one game last week, and I think it. Time will tell, obviously, but I think it came at a good time. Allowed our guys to rest up a little bit and really get ready here for the last month of the season, which you know, we're gonna be. We still have 11 games left here over the next month, so we're gonna be quite busy. And but to go to Sioux City on Saturday, and you know, we were able to pull off a 3-2 victory over a team we're chasing for third place in the West, a team that had beaten us back-to-back games in overtime, had rallied late to tie in both games, and then beat us in overtime. So it certainly felt good to come out of there with a victory in a game that I thought, you know, we played right off the bat, played very well, and we got an early lead. We were able to kind of hold the lead, and it was one of those games, again, like we've talked about, where, you know, we didn't trail at all in the game. We were able to either be tied or have the lead all night, and that is such a big difference in obviously how you play, to not have to be trying to come back constantly. That can be draining in itself. And instead we had, you know, Sioux City trying to come back from behind and catch us. And we kind of held on in the third period. They got a couple late power plays again. It was I thought it was deja vu. We got a penalty with 2 minutes left in the game, and that's exactly what had happened in the last time we played them. But this time we were able to hold them off, kill off the penalty, and secure the victory. So a big win for us. We're continuing to play well. You know, that was kicking off March after a really good February, and you know, we're on the right track right now.
All right, so a great win against Sioux City. Now we look ahead to this week. What do you got coming up?
Yeah, we're one more road swing here. We go to Des Moines and Dubuque this weekend. So Des Moines is a team that's not in the playoff picture right now. They're mathematically still in it. We're a team that we're trying to eliminate mathematically to clinch our playoff berth. But they've been playing some pretty good hockey. As good as we've been playing, the reason we haven't clinched yet is they're staying just in enough striking distance to stay with us. I think they've won 7 of their last 9 games, and they're kind of playing the role of spoiler right now. And it's a difficult Buccaneer Arena. It's a difficult arena to play in. It's an old barn. The environment, the fans are kind of right on top of you. It's a loud place. So it's gonna be a challenge. We went there. You know, we haven't played there since the first game of the season way back in mid September, and we did win. We won by a goal back then. So hopefully we can find a way to get a victory. But we're gonna have to play well. It's one of those games where I don't think you can look at the standings and go, well, they're 20 points behind us. Should be an easy layup victory. They've been playing well. And these teams all, you know, especially when we get this late in the season, you play teams that aren't necessarily in the playoff picture. Doesn't mean that they're just folding up camp and being done.
Right, they're not going to lay down and just say, it's all yours, go ahead.
I think what ends up happening is that these teams look at these last, you know, 10, 11 games as kind of their playoffs, and they know that they can play spoiler and maybe bump some people around in position. And then even the bigger factor is a lot of these guys are looking ahead to next season. You know, you're going to have a handful of players that are going to be coming back, and this is kind of their chance to prove to coach that, you know, they deserve a spot on the roster next season, because just like any team, you know, because you're on a team right now doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be on the team next year. Things can change, and you have to work hard to earn that spot. So it'll be a challenge Friday night. Should be a lot of fun, though. It's a great place to play. And then Saturday we go to Dubuque. It's our only appearance of the year in Dubuque, and the Saints right now are in third place in the Eastern Conference, so they are a playoff-bound team. They're a team that's been playing very well at home, and a team that this will only be the second time all year we play them. So we don't know a ton about them. Our former goaltender, our current goaltender, Art Bry, is a former Fighting Saint, so I'm going to guess that he's probably going to get the nod against his former team. He shut him out the one game we played him in Sioux Falls, so that itself, I think, makes for a fun little rivalry to the game and should be fun. So two big challenges for us here is we continue to try and, you know, play really well, and right now with 11 games left, we're just trying to focus on, you know, getting better every game. We're certainly not perfect right now, but if you can improve each game and continue to play well, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot come playoff time.
Yeah, so you guys aren't home this weekend out on the road. When do you come back to the arena again?
Next weekend we're going to be home, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll obviously talk probably more in depth next week, but to give you a little preview, we're doing a flashback Friday next Friday where we're actually going to be bringing some former Stampede players from our Anderson Cup and Clark Cup championship team back to Sioux Falls and kind of honor them. We're going to be honoring some of the great moments in Stampede history and some of the great players. It's really a big celebration of our 15th anniversary team, so that should be fun. And then Saturday night, we, by the way, play Chicago both Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, we've got a big night with HydroClean, who's going to be giving away a Stampede jersey koozies to the first 1,000 fans coming through. So they're going to be a big part of that. And then it's going to be somewhat of a continuation all weekend. We'll be celebrating those 15 years. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and Chicago's going to be a fun team to play. They're playing real well in the East, and they're battling for a playoff spot. So it'll be fun after a couple weeks away from home to certainly get back, and hopefully we'll be talking about a couple wins next Wednesday.
Yeah, I hope so, and we wish you guys the best this weekend. Go get them.
All right, thank you, sir.
Jim Olander, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey.